Good morning. I feel very important. Thank you for clapping. I don't get this very often. Right, so my name is Shahnaz Raven. I'm a counselor here at the university. I'm based at the counseling service, which maybe some of you already know about. Anyone heard of the counseling service? The counseling service. Have you heard of the counseling service? Nobody has. Okay. Have you been to the doctors? Have you seen the doctor, any of you? Okay. So do you know where the medical practice is? The medical practice, where you see the doctors? No. You haven't? Well, that's good. You've been in very good health then. It's not true. Well, maybe people don't know the medical practice. Maybe you know the health center. Ah, okay. The health center, so it's the same thing. I think they've changed the name. It's no longer called the health center. I think it's a new name, it's the medical practice. But it doesn't matter. So if you know where the health center is, that's where I am based. The counseling service is in the same building as the doctors, upstairs. So even though we're in the same building, we are a separate service altogether. And I think that's very important for you to know that. The reason why it's important is that the counseling service is a confidential service. So I think I will start by talking about that because that's very, very important. Even if you forget everything else I'm going to be saying, what I'm going to say now is very, very important. As the lady was saying, I can't remember her name now. Who was the lady's name? What was the lady's name?
Joan.
Joan? Okay. As Joan was saying, I work with international students. So I am counselor. With my big title is counselor with special responsibility for international students. So I'm also counselor and international student advisor. And in this role, I see a lot of international students. And so what I'm going to be telling you today is really vitally important that you remember. The reason why I'm saying to you that the counseling service is confidential is because if you were to have any problems, you would know that. And it's not going to stop you from coming and talking to one of us. If you have a problem, which is a psychological problem, and by that I don't mean you have to have a big problem. It could be you're feeling stressed, that you're not sleeping very well, or you're not eating enough, you're losing weight, or you're putting too much weight, or that you've started drinking, or that you're starting to take drugs. Whatever, any of those things, however small, however big, it's very important that you come and talk about it before things get too bad for you. I've seen a student this week who has been struggling all the time she's been here. And she hasn't come to see anybody because she has felt worried that her sponsors in her country will know about the problems that she's facing. And she's too ashamed to come and talk to us because she's frightened that we will go and tell someone. Now, what is important that you know is that we will not tell anyone that you have come to see us. Either the university or your tutors or anybody on your department will not know you have been to see us. Certainly the people in your country will not hear from us. And that is the truth. It may be difficult to understand that, but that's the truth, that we will not tell anyone that you have come to see us. Sometimes we do talk to tutors, but that's only with your permission. So if you come and talk to me about the problem that you're having, and we decide that maybe your tutor needs to know about that. I mean, let's take the example of the person I saw this week. That person was struggling with her studies. She comes from a very different academic culture from a different country, and she doesn't quite understand the way that this country operates. Now, you're very lucky, because you're people who are already here, and you are already learning about these differences. So you're the very lucky ones, so that when you start doing your whatever it is that you would be doing afterwards, you would already be aware of how this country functions as far as its education is concerned. But this student didn't know. She was coming here for the first time, and she did not know what she was doing. She couldn't understand very much, but she did not go and tell anyone. So it's getting a bit late, because we're now in May, and she's got exams to take. So she's been suffering for several months. Had she come to see us at the very beginning, we could have done more for her. It would have saved her a lot of suffering. So what we're done now, with her permission, we're speaking to her supervisor, to her tutor, who is going to be able to help her deal with the problems that she's facing. So your department is not against you. If they know of your problems, it's to help you. It's not going to be because they're against you. They will do everything to help you. And that's why the counseling service is there. Now, it may be a very strange thing. I mean, as Joan was saying, I come from Mauritius. And we don't have anything but counseling in Mauritius. Maybe in your own countries it's the same. You go to university, you go to school, you go to college, and you have to study. No other, you don't have the support necessarily the support. But in Britain, I mean, in this university, this is going to be different. So please remember that as I carry on talking.